Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. A quick reminder, head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you're listening today with the show notes and all of the resources mentioned in this episode. When you go to the podcast page on my website, classtechtips.com, don't forget to check out the free stuff section full of graphic organizers, ebooks, and more goodies you can download instantly. This episode is sponsored by Visor for Chromebooks. Does your school district have a Chromebook one-to-one program? Are you struggling to manage your district's IT assets in a spreadsheet? If you're tasked with managing hundreds of Chromebooks or other IT assets like projectors and smart boards, you'll want to listen to this. Visor is a Chromebook and IT asset management solution designed specifically for school districts. Visor seamlessly integrates with the Google Admin Console and your student information system like PowerSchool. With Visor, you can easily see which student has which Chromebook, manage repairs, and even automate disabling lost or stolen devices while notifying parents all in one click. To find out more, visit visor.cloud/Chromebooks. That's visor.cloud/Chromebooks. Or click the link in the show notes. This week's episode is titled Tech Tips for Giving Students Feedback, and it's one of our EdTech Essentials Spotlight, the one for this month. Regular listeners of the podcast might remember that I had a few spotlights for my book, EdTech Essentials, the Top 10 Technology Strategies for All Learning Environments, earlier this school year. These were the episodes in case you want to check them out. How to Help Students Better Navigate Digital Spaces, that was episode 129. 5 Tips for Picking the Best Resources for Your Students, that was episode 132. Exploring the World with Virtual Field Trips, that was episode 138. And episode 148 this past January was titled 3 Types of Audiences for Student Work. In today's episode, I'm spotlighting a section of my book, EdTech Essentials, all about the topic of feedback and focusing in on how to give feedback to students in digital spaces. I'll also share some of my favorite EdTech tools educators can use to efficiently and effectively provide feedback to students, as well as for students to give peer feedback in an impactful way. We'll unpack the different strategies and tools for giving feedback online or in a digital space. Let's go ahead and dive in to today's episode. You can also find a new article all about feedback coming soon on ASCD's blog and Educational Leadership magazine. In online spaces like Google Classroom or Flipgrid, for example, it's especially important to focus on the tone of our comments and responses when providing feedback on student work. We've all experienced getting a text message from a family member or friend where we had trouble figuring out the sender's tone. We may have wondered whether the person was frustrated, upset, or joking with us. Even with the people closest to us, text-only messages can be difficult to decipher. Now, imagine a similar scenario for a student who's read a comment on their work from a classmate or teacher and is not quite sure of the tone. As we talk about feedback today, I love sharing this example because we've probably had experiences in our own life, and we can only imagine how a student might feel if they weren't very confident when they first submitted their work, or maybe they're just having a tough day. They might misinterpret a text-only comment, even if they reread it a few times. In cases like this, an audio or video comment may be more effective than leaving a sentence or two as feedback. Audio and video responses address several goals related to student feedback, our topic for today's episode. First, audio and video feedback help communicate the tone of a comment. Just like you can hear my voice, my enthusiasm in talking about the topic of using technology for giving students feedback, students can hear and see their classmates' or teachers' energy and encouragement in the response. Now, I'm on audio with you today, but as I'm recording this, I can't help move my hands around. I'm standing up as I record this to you for you today, right? So my energy is really high in having this conversation, and if I had posted this as a blog post, it might just feel a little bit more dry. These elements of giving out energy and the encouragement in the tone of our response can be lost in a text-only message, especially a short sentence or two. This type of feedback, the audio or video options, can help students feel heard and supported and provide a way to communicate a suggestion, a piece of advice, or an action item alongside the enthusiasm of the person giving that feedback. Audio and video feedback can be easier and more efficient for both teachers and students too. And if you have been here for a while, meaning here like a listener of the Easy Ed Tech podcast or checking out my blog classtechtips.com, you know that making things more easier and more efficient is definitely high on my list. Now, whether it's a teacher giving feedback to a student or a student giving feedback to a classmate, audio and video responses can simply be a quicker way of communicating. By providing feedback to students more quickly, teachers are saving time that can be reallocated to designing supports and interventions based on formative assessment data you might collect. So the same sort of energy you're giving to the feedback, you might transfer to something else that you know is high priority or high on your list. Some of my favorite tools for audio and video feedback are Flipgrids, an app and website that allows video responses in a collaborative space. Kids might post a response on video or off video, and you can reply or respond. Kids can do the same thing in a peer feedback environment. Mote, M-O-T-E, is a Google Docs slide and forms add-on, so it's a Chrome extension, and this enables voice comments. I did a post in partnership with them earlier this school year, and they've got a freebie version, a trial, and a paid version with more robust features. Padlet is one I often share. That's number three here on this list in a webinar or in a face-to-face workshop. I've used Padlet a bunch recently. I led some workshops in Arizona and Wisconsin a few months ago where we all were using Padlet to share out. And this is a digital option that has a voice note piece as well as a camera piece. So you could use a few different ways when we talk about audio and video feedback as students are posting in a Padlet space. Seesaw is another favorite. It's a classroom app that allows for comments on posts that you can give in text or in audio format. So you can leave a comment either way. And especially with younger learners, which is where Seesaw is really the most popular, even though I do think you can use it with students of all ages, that might come in handy. Another one that you might consider, say you're not quite sure what connects to all the things you're using, is Vocaroo. And Vocaroo is a web browser-based tool for voice recording. So you can just record your voice on the web, and then you can post the link for somewhere for kids to click on it. And of course, just like always, I've linked all of those resources and everything I'll mention today in the show notes for today's episode. You should be able to find that link right in the description area on your app. Even as you're listening to me, you can click on it and it should open up the show notes in another window without making the podcast stop, depending on what app you're using. When it comes to peer feedback in digital spaces, which I've already mentioned a little bit, teachers can offer guidelines and support to students to encourage a productive feedback routine. Here are a couple tips teachers can share with their students, and you might remind students to reread your comment before submitting to make sure the tone is clear. That way they've reread their comment and they know that it is clear for their classmates or peers, I should say. say, and maybe they'll decide to use an audio recording instead. You can remind them to include an action item or a question to help their classmate think about their next steps. You might remind students to put themselves in their classmate's shoes and decide, is this comment really helpful, or is this fluffy, or is this really gonna help them? And you might remind students to include an emoji alongside their text comment or audio comment, maybe even something like a thumbs up or a smiley face to show their support. So as I mentioned at the top of the episode, there's a whole chapter in EdTech Essentials that talks about developing structures to give students the ability to collaborate, but this has just been a quick spotlight. So if you are interested in this idea of supporting students as they give each other feedback, you'll want to check out that chapter in EdTech Essentials. If you're interested in more of the teacher assessment side of things, that's one of the essentials too. And I'll add a link to the book in the show notes in case you want to check it out. And I also have a free study guide that goes along with it. So you can always send me a DM on Instagram or Twitter if you're looking for something like that. So as you think about feedback in digital spaces this year, I hope providing students with opportunities to collaborate will stay front of mind, and you can start modeling feedback best practices as soon as you introduce a feedback tool to students. So it's not just about you giving feedback to students, but if they're watching you go through that process of giving feedback to a classmate or to a colleague even, so modeling on a piece of work, that can really help them build that muscle for giving feedback and collaborating with their classmates as they're working maybe on independent projects or projects with a small group or just in pairs. And this can help establish routines that you can take throughout the school year or even scale in different directions. So let's finish up this episode, like we always do, with some quick steps for making this EdTech easy. First, choose a feedback tool to try. Next, try audio and video responses. Then use emojis to convey tone. Finally, model and give students guidelines. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode on classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode number 154. Again, a big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Visor for Chromebooks. If your school district has a Chromebook one-to-one program, or you're struggling to keep track of repairs and who has which device, you need Visor. To find out more, visit visor.cloud/Chromebooks. That's visor.cloud/Chromebooks, or click the link in the show notes. If you have a moment to leave a review, I would super appreciate it. I read every single review that comes through on the different podcast platforms. I keep my eyes peeled for any questions that come in there too. So if you have a moment, please leave a star rating or type in a quick review. Not only do I appreciate it so much, but it also helps boost the podcast in search engines, meaning other educators will find it when they search for EdTech Tips.